You have to let me ask first. A Matt Foggy fic, written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Matt proposes at long last and Foggy says yes, several times because once is never enough for Matt Murdock. He was warm. Matt always thought Foggy was physically and personally. Physically, he was just a fraction of a degree warmer than anybody else, maybe 2/3 of a degree. But it was noticeable. Personally, he was the same, noticeably warmer, friendlier, kinder, more loyal, more steadfast and strong than any other man Matt knew. He loved him, and he didn't love many people. Not that he couldn't, of course, he knew plenty of likable people. Foggy just had that little fraction more of his heart, and by a little fraction, he meant all of it. He liked to think that Foggy knew just what he'd meant to him, but lately he'd started to worry that he didn't. Matt, after all, didn't say those three little words very often. Ever, actually, and the Nelson family did. They were scattered between the kitchen and living room, some of them caught up in the latest gloves up fresh from the butcher shop, others doing some last-minute Christmas preparations, most of them clustered around the Christmas tree, waiting for the stroke of midnight, when the annual Nathan Christmas Eve tradition would begin. Touching the tactile face of his watch, Matt realized that there were still some 40 minutes until midnight. Regardless of the time, some of Foggy's younger cousins had started to edge around the tree, doubtless trying to sneak a peek at the labels on the wrapped gifts arranged between the lowest boughs, trying to subtly determine which of them would be receiving the biggest gift. Matt smiled to himself and zeroed in on the flutter of excited little heartbeats. If joy had a sound, he liked to think it was children at Christmas time. The nice, well-behaved variety that belonged to Timmy and Jeannie Nelson. Not the ones that screamed and cried and shouted, making it that much harder for him to concentrate. Christmas shopping was such an ideal for him this year. It was hard enough to find things when you were blind. In fact, he often made this joke with Foggy, the joke about looking for things. Regardless, add an impatient crowd of Christmas shoppers to the mix, and he struggled. Then came the thing he dreaded most, asking for help. Part of it was pride. Okay, a lot of it, and maybe that was something he needed to speak to Father Lantham about and work on next year. This year, he liked to think he'd done well. He'd managed to find a suitable and, he hoped, thoughtful gift for each of the Nelsons, from the eldest, for his father, Ed, all the way down to the youngest cousin, 4-year-old Paisley. He pretended not to notice the sound of her ripping a ribbon off a wrapped present and quickly ducked his head to hide his grin. The truth was, he couldn't wait for Christmas. He'd had such lonely ones for years, but then Foggy had invited him to come home and meet his family for winter break some 9 years ago now, and he was in effect an honorary Nelson in all but name. After tonight, he would be, though, assuming Foggy said yes. Matt wasn't going to assume, though. That little box weighed in his heart. He thought he was ready, and that maybe Foggy was too. They'd known each other for a long time now, long enough for Matt to be sure of his own feelings and Foggy's too. He sighed and leaned into the sound of that familiar heartbeat, able to detect Foggy's extra bit of warmth from here. He was bathed in the soft glow of it, and it only took Matt a moment to determine the source of that extra warmth. The dozen or so Christmas lights Foggy stood beneath, pretending to supervise, but caught up in the excitement just as much as everyone else. Matt flushed guiltily when Foggy seemed to notice him. Well, not staring exactly, but listening intently, every sense attuned to his boyfriend, not snooping on him, more just enjoying the fact that Foggy Nelson existed. Foggy sidled up to him a moment later and whispered conspiratorially, "So, what you get me?" Matt grinned. "That would be telling." "Come on, please," Foggy begged, his voice raising to a petulant whine. "Just a hint." "Okay, here's a hint. Patience. Heard of it?" Matt asked, checking his watch again. "Yeah, it's by Guns N' Roses, right?" said Foggy in the kind of smug tone that fooled Matt, his boyfriend felt he'd earned a point. "Technically," he grumbled in reply. He couldn't really come down too hard on Foggy for being impatient. For a guy with a secret masked persona, he struggled to keep a secret from Foggy. It had that ring for 3 months, waiting for the perfect moment, and he was reasonably certain that that moment was going to be either tonight or tomorrow morning. You know, you only get to pick one present tonight, and then you have to wait for tomorrow, right? He murmured to Foggy. Foggy snorted, evidently amused. Well, I've been in Elson for a while now. My whole life, in fact, so I know how Christmas Eve presents work, I think. I know which one I'm going to pick, by the way. Yeah, which one's that? Asked Matt, reaching for him and drawing him close, grabbing Foggy's warm body against his. Foggy gave a soft laugh and an answer. The one you tied to the topmost branch and hoped I wouldn't notice until tomorrow. Matt laughed too. Can't wait, huh? Nope, but I will for another 6 minutes, said Foggy as Matt shook his head and grinned. Your restraint is impressive, very admirable, he commented with some amusement. Thank you, Foggy replied, letting Matt hold him against his chest. The seconds ticked by and minutes passed, the anticipation building with each one that slipped away. Matt found himself getting nervous, knowing that Foggy was going to be opening that particular present in front of everyone, which he'd planned for, but now found himself second-guessing. Usually you want to open that present in front of everyone? He asked uncertainly. What if you don't like it? Then I'll pretend, said Foggy, completely unfazed. Oh God, please don't pretend, whispered Matt, horrified by that idea. A hush fell over the room, even the children's whispered excitement muting for the moment as Foggy's dad came and seated himself by the tree, a sign that the annual Christmas Eve gift selection was about to start. Matt's heart pounded in his chest as he thought about his own gift and how it would be received by Foggy, with the entire family present. His nerves only intensified as names started to be called, beginning with the youngest. It was several minutes before Foggy's own name was called. He slipped from Matt's arms and he stifled a groan, his nerves stretched to breaking point with anxiety. Foggy returned to his side, his heartbeat a nervous hum of excitement, and Matt reached for his hand, stopping him from opening the tiny wrapped box. Foggy, wait. Why? Asked Foggy, pausing anyway. Matt sighed and said nervously, I have to be the one to give it to you. Why? Foggy asked again. Just trust me, please. Matt pleaded, finding it difficult to breathe normally all of a sudden. Okay. Foggy said slowly, but in a minute you're going to explain why you're being so weird about it. In a minute I won't have to, Matt muttered, heat rising up his cheeks. Foggy relinquished the box, letting Matt take it from his hand. He weighed it in his palm for a moment. It was light, such a small thing, really. Was it enough? Was he enough? His heart beat very fast as he considered that question. Then he tore open the paper that covered the velvet box, his mind made up. He had to offer the ring, his heart, and his future to Foggy and let him decide. Dude, you can't open my present, Foggy exclaimed, trying to snatch it back. I only get one. Matt made a nervous laugh. Trust me, he said, sinking down onto one knee. Foggy's heartbeat started as he stammered. You're not, are you? I am. Matt confirmed, tearing the last of the paper away and opening the velvet box. Franklin Percy Nelson. Oh my God, Foggy whispered as an audible gasp issued from Candace Nelson. Matt struggled to hold back tears as he asked the question that burned on his lips. Will you? Yes, Foggy said immediately, with none of the hesitation Matt had feared. You have to let me ask first. Matt said with a watery chuckle that rippled around the room, each of the Nelsons sharing in the amusement and the laugh. Okay, Foggy said with a slight tremor in his tone. I'm waiting. Matt nodded and swallowed hard, trying to remember the words to the romantic and somewhat lengthy speech that he had planned on giving. He hadn't expected to feel so emotional, and he realized in that moment that the perfect speech didn't matter, only the perfect man, the man he'd come to love with all his heart. He released a shaky breath and said, Foggy? Yes? Came the immediate reply. Oh, nothing. I just like hearing you say that word, Matt said teasingly. Oh my God! Foggy complained as Teal laughed. You're such a smartass. Matt grinned. Will you marry me? Yes, I will, Foggy replied, granting Matt's Christmas wish at long last. He laughed, feeling almost giddy with an odd mingling of relief and happiness as Foggy dragged him to his feet and pulled him into a tight hug. Laughter and applause echoed around the room in equal measure, and Matt smiled, leaning into the sweet kiss Foggy pressed to his lips. "Merry Christmas," Matt whispered against his lips, slipping the ring onto Foggy's finger. "And a happy new year," Foggy declared, sealing the promise with a kiss as the Nelsons descended en masse to congratulate the pair of them. It was the best Christmas gift Matt had ever received. Foggy's promise to marry him, to be his husband and partner for the rest of his life. He couldn't have wished for anything more wonderful than that.